can call another bassist in the room, so be awake.
Bon. Je vais tenter de répondre.
Well, I'm going to try to answer that question. At the very least, for the case of the Senegal water basin and the Senegal River, there were differences between Senegal and Mauritania, but in spite of that, the basin organization managed to continue to operate normally. So in spite of differences, there was strong political commitment of states and the basin organization. And the organization didn't really have any operational problems. Recently, Guinea-Conakry suspended its activities within the organization, but the political commitment, that is, the heads of government, managed to settle that, and now Guinea has come back, and activities continue. And even when they withdrew from the organization, activities proceeded. So politically speaking, there is commitment. I would even say there's strong political commitment that allows the organizations, the basin organizations, to operate. Now, why is that? Because it is in the state's best interest that that happens. There is an economic environment that these organizations promote to ensure that the basin is managed sustainably. As I said a moment ago, there are certain organizations that manage to have some investment, they have some income and they invest at the basin level, and that creates a favorable environment for additional financing, namely private financing, to come in and strengthen the overall system. That's my answer. Thank you.